It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A boat capsized in a cove off the Italian coast. One woman is a passenger, and she survives, making it to shore, and it's all caught on video. Now, listeners, this is not a news story. It's a piece of art at the Jack Hanley Gallery in Tribeca. A regular WNYC art critic, Carolina Miranda, joins me now to talk about this and the rest of the season's new art shows from Chelsea to the Guggenheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
So artist Marie Lorenz built a boat, then she tipped it over and made a video of the whole experience. What's the full story with this work? What else does she have on display at the gallery?
Well, Marie is an artist who's been doing boat art since the 90s, since she was at the Rhode Island School of Design. And this is just one in a series of boat projects that she's done. She's done several in New York City. And this was a project she did in Italy when she was a fellow at the American Academy in Rome. And she built a boat. She handcrafts all of her boats herself and decided to take it out for a test run in the Mediterranean. It happened to be a very windy day. And snapped her rudder, and she ended up capsizing and had the presence of mind to unhook the video camera from her boat, put it in her mouth, and swim to shore. It's a really arresting piece.
Next up, there's a big show at the Whitney right now of work by the artist Omar Fast, but some of the videos are on display at Postmasters in Chelsea. Other than the venue, what's the difference between these two shows? Is everyone going to video now?
Well, it sounds like this is a strong video roundup. What we have with Omar Fast at Postmasters is a couple of different videos that haven't been seen before in the United States. One is called Take a Deep Breath, and it examines the filming of a suicide bombing in Tel Aviv, the recreation mm-hmm. of a suicide bombing, sort of a Hollywood-style production. And the other one is a 2007 video that took place in Belgium. And both of these videos, like a lot of his work, sort of examine the idea of cinema. They pull it apart. They look at the creation of narrative. They look at the act of casting and filming itself. And, you know, they tell stories about people who might be strangers, but then all of a sudden become linked by some tragic event.
Okay, now the next one. You want listener participation in this one. Tino Segal is a conceptual artist from London, and he stages these so-called happenings. And the next one is at the Guggenheim Museum. Tell us what's going on there.
Yes, this is going to be a really unusual show at the Guggenheim. It starts at the end of the month. There's not going to be any objects or paintings or sculptures. He is just going to have what he calls constructed situations. So he hires actors or performers to do stuff. Now, we don't know what that stuff is. It's always a surprise, and it's not allowed to be recorded. There are no pictures, there's no video, there's no visual record of this. And all we know is that the Guggenheim a couple of months ago had a casting for 8 to 12-year-old children.
So are they going to skateboard down the ramp of the Guggenheim, you think?
That would be pretty awesome. Yeah. I'm all for that. but what we want to do is, since the only record of any of his performances are the people who actually see them, what we want to do is take somebody with us to the press preview and see what you think about it.
So a WNYC listener, if they go to our website, can join our little contest and join you to the press preview.
Go to culture.wnyc.org and they can join me for the press preview.
So you'll all make art together.
Exactly. We'll skate down that ramp together.
There you go. Carolina Miranda is an art critic. To read more of her thoughts and watch exclusive video from Marie Lorenz and to be a part of the trip to the Guggenheim, go to the culture page of our website, wnyc.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.